This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. 4 Republicans voted with House Democrats on Tuesday to approve a resolution condemning remarks made by President Donald Trump that they deemed racist about minority Democratic congresswomen. The House resolution passed 240 to 187, said Trump's comments, quote, have legitimized and increased fear and hatred of new Americans and people of color. Before the vote, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called for the chamber to unite in expressing its disapproval.
There is no place anywhere for the president's words, which are not only divisive, but dangerous, and have legitimized and increased fear and hatred of new Americans and people of color.
The majority of Republicans rejected the resolution. One congressman said it does a disservice to the nation. Pirates have attacked a ship off the coast of Nigeria and abducted 10 sailors from a Turkish cargo vessel. Another 8 sailors remained on board the ship, which is now in a harbor in Ghana. The Turkish shipping company said its vessel was sailing without any freight from Cameroon to the Ivory Coast when it was attacked in the Gulf of Guinea. The International Maritime Bureau says the Gulf of Guinea is home to 73% of the world's kidnappings at sea. Armed pirates kidnapped 27 crew members off the West African coast in the first half of 2019. That's compared to 25 in the same period in 2018. South African singer and anti-apartheid activist Johnny Clegg has died in Johannesburg at age 66. He had pancreatic cancer. Clegg was nicknamed the White Zulu for his use of Zulu language and dance in his performance. He was censored by the South African government for performing in multiracial groups in defiance of the law during the apartheid era. In a statement, his manager said he leaves deep footprints in the hearts of every African. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department has imposed sanctions against 4 Myanmar military leaders over extrajudicial killings of Rohingya Muslims in the northern Rakhine State. The sanctions bar the military leaders and their families from entering the United States. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said there are continued reports of human rights violations by the Burmese military throughout the country. In addition, he said 2 Reuters journalists were jailed in Myanmar for more than 500 days for reporting on ethnic cleansing. Government restrictions on religion are increasing worldwide, AP correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
Around the world, government restrictions on religion have increased significantly in many places, not only in authoritarian countries, but also in many of Europe's democracies. That's according to a new report by the Pew Research Center, surveying 198 countries and covering developments through 2017. The report also seeks to document the scope of religion-based harassment and violence. Regarding the world's 2 largest religions, it said Christians were harassed in 143 countries and Muslims in 140. It said 52 governments, including those in Russia and China, impose high levels of restrictions on religion, up from 40 governments in 2007. I'm Walter Ratliff.
President Donald Trump says Iran cannot test ballistic missiles that the U.S. sees as vehicles to carry nuclear bombs. Trump made the comment while speaking with reporters Tuesday at the White House. He said he believes Iran must not develop a nuclear weapon or test ballistic missiles. A UN Security Council resolution that endorsed Iran's 2015 deal with world powers called upon, rather than obligated, Iran to refrain from testing missiles capable of carrying nuclear warheads. Tehran has long said its nuclear ambitions are peaceful and its missiles are defensive in nature. Greek authorities have charged a suspect in the slaying of an American scientist on the island of Crete. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Police on Crete say that a 27-year-old man will be charged with murder in the slaying of scientist Suzanne Eaton, whose body was found last week in a tunnel once used as a storage site during World War II. The man, who is from the island, had confessed to the violent criminal act, while a second man has been detained for questioning as an alleged accomplice. Eaton, a molecular biologist, was attending a conference near the port of Hania and was last seen on July 2, when her relatives said they believed she'd gone for a run. Her body was found 6 days later after an extensive search. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
North Korea has criticized U.S. plans to hold a joint military exercise next month with South Korea, suggesting the drills could negatively impact upcoming working-level nuclear talks with Washington. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.